Okay, so we're backstage here at the First Folking Live event with Gandalf Murphy and the Slambovian Circus of Dreams in Camberley. Fantastic show, guys.
Thank you very much. We had a very good time. Thanks for setting it up. It was a blast.
You're over here with the new album, The Grand Slambovians.
Yes. Yeah, that was the intention of the tour. I don't think everybody quite caught that we were going to do the Grand Slambovian album.
Yeah.
But that's what we did anyway, and it seemed to work out. So a lot of people who were requesting old things once they heard the new things, and this was quite a few came up and said they liked the new stuff as much or even better than the old stuff. So that's good to hear, you know.
I think it all merges into one.
It is
the old stuff and the new stuff, and it's just good, all good, one good thing, isn't it?
Thank you. Yeah. Well, that, isn't that the hope? It's very non-linear. That's right. You know.
Yeah. I remember when I first played Paul Johnson. We've got Paul Johnson here, who normally does the interviews for Folking.com. So I don't know why I'm gabbling.
I've stunned into silence because the band was so good. And I nearly cried, actually. Great bands, when they play great songs, and the other band that do it for me is the Oyster Band. Yourself tonight, I was finding myself welling up because you sounded so damn good. And I'm not being sycophantic because we're talking to you. It's just that effect. When you get a tight band, you must have felt this because you play, yeah. And you must have felt this like when you get a buzz off of the band. And in a couple of those numbers there tonight, I was just going, and I was like, kind of sweet. So, that's why I'm being quiet. Sorry, carry on, mate.
Yeah, well, I was just saying that we were at Cropperty one year and Paul was in my camper van and we played him talking to the Buddha, and he was just blown away. And, you know, the chaps very kindly played it tonight, and I think it's the second time they've played that song in a year. Is that about?
Something like that, yeah.
Something like that, yeah.
Incredible.
We wouldn't play it on the whole tour. For some reason, something tipped the scales, and we did it tonight, so that was good.
Well, your lads are normally part of that song, aren't they?
Yeah, they are, yeah. Orion was playing bass most recently, and Chen before him was the bass player. So, but we're down to the four piece now, which we used to be a four piece. When we first wrote Buddha, we were a four piece, and it's recorded as a four piece. We might have put a little bass on there, but it's basically, you know, we were really a four piece band. We were just raising the kids up before we let them go to college. It's good education.
Yeah, fantastic. Well, the last time I saw you guys was it's a bit of a mouthful. I need to read my T-shirt to actually pronounce it, but it was the Pirate Hillbilly Extraterrestrial Ball or something along those lines.
The Grand Slambovian Extraterrestrial Hillbilly Pirate Ball, yeah.
Yeah.
And it was you came to the London one, right? Camden,
The Camden one, yeah.
Yeah.
Stilt walkers and, and all sorts of bizarre stuff going on.
We pulled it together at the last minute and we're happy people turned out. You know, we weren't sure what the turnout was going to be. And but it was a good choice to do it, you know, because the turnout was pretty. I think we had over 250 for the first one on such short notice. So we're going to do it again this year, October 27th. So anybody that's reading this or hearing this, come on down to the Electric Ballroom in Camden, you know.
Cool. And just talk us through the format of that, because you come on as different versions of yourself, don't you?
Well, we used to tell people there were four different bands. You know, it's a There's a pirate band that comes out, and there's a hillbilly band that comes out, and there's an alien band that comes out, and then we come out, the Grand Slambovians come out at the end. And people got wind that all four bands were us. Yeah,
Do you have to wear a fancy dress for this event?
Yeah, you should.
But it helps.
Yeah, you don't have to, but you'll be happy if you did. You know, it creates a bit of anonymity.
We'll have to go.
Yeah.
We'll have to do it. Are you purposely trying to break England now? You've been doing it for a number of years. Because what I get a vibe of, and we were saying it earlier on, just I know you were setting up your gear and it was kind of really busy, leads everywhere. I know how that feels. But we were saying to you, the momentum in the UK seems to be rocketing at the moment for you. Are you feeling that yourself?
Yeah, and it's a very, you know, it's a deep connection. I mean, honestly, like you said, you know, we've seen a lot of people cry in the audience at certain points. You know, and it's stuff that moved us when it was written. So it's really amazing to feel that people tuning into that level of the frequencies, you know, and really be, you know, getting it on that many levels at once. And that's even like with Baby Jane, the same thing happened too. The first time we played Baby Jane at Rhythm Festival, there, you know, there were grown men crying in the front. We're like, wow, you know, I mean, we used to skip doing that song because I would get too choked up to do it. And that song came down like a movie for me, as you know. You know, it's, there's something in it that's a little bit very ghostly or something, you know. So
That song means a lot to so many in different ways.
Yeah, it does.
My daughter's just come out of a really bad relationship with a really nasty guy. And I said, like, every day for a year, I was saying, Tamsin, leave this guy, you know, he's no good for you, you know. And in the end, I said, look, listen to this. And I played Baby Jane to her. And she went, yeah. 3 months later, she left him. I thought, thank Christ for that.
Wow.
So thank you for Baby Jane.
You know, that's the reason even why I keep saying that thing about not writing it, because people have left abusive husbands because of the song and wrote to me, and I had one of the abusive husbands call me on the phone about their wife leaving because of the song. And I said, and he was really like irate, and I said, hey dude, if your wife left you because of a song, you better face up to the fact that you were doing something, because no song is powerful enough unless you were really not doing the right thing. And then he called me back. I said it, we were fighting on the phone. He called me back and apologized.
Really?
And said, he said, I'm a serious alcoholic and I really lose it when I get drunk. And he apologized and like almost cried to me.
That's really good.
It's like, holy shit. So, you know, this song just comes down without any thought to it. It's not using my intellect, you know, just some, you're just a channel for it. So
yeah, it comes from somewhere else.
Yeah, it really does, yeah. So, thank God, and I'm glad to hear that story. Yeah, I'm telling you.
Yeah, I was really pleased when she got rid of me. I think, God for that.
We've been over here 4 times in the past 2 years, and people keep asking us to come and do tours, you know. We do like 7, this time it's 11 city tours, and then head back. So that's pretty interesting without a label or anybody promoting us, you know. And we played Glastonbury last year, which was a pretty quick jump.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that. So how did that go?
Oh, that was fantastic. They stuck us in this huge, huge circus tent, which I thought was really great. And they stuck us right before Michael, you know, who started it.
Yeah, Michael Leavis.
Did Michael speak? Yeah, Michael spoke right after. We were the opening act for Michael.
Wow.
Which was like, wow, what the heck is that? That's a fantastic thing.
Yeah.
So everybody that really deeply cared about the festival was connected to it in that kind of, in the artistic way, was in the tent, and because we opened for Michael.
Yeah.
So I thought, who set that up, you know? So that was really cool. And there's no label or anybody really pulling strings. You know, Jim Driver did everything he could to get us into that festival. That was fantastic. So that kind of stuff's happening over here, like, you know, kind of magic little funny things, you know.
That's the momentum we're talking about.
Yeah, that's it. It's a real, like, internal momentum, you know, and I think, it's
really, everybody seems to be behind you as well, because we had news when we got here today and you were setting up that one guy had come up from Bristol, because he'd seen you last night, and he drove from, it's quite a way, from Bristol, you know, right up to Camberley, where we are now, in Surrey. And then another guy said, you come from Wales. From Wales, right down in Wales, he drove up again. Yeah. And everybody seems kind of, I don't know what it is, but the audience seems very passionate about you, and they kind of feel they're part of it. It's not as if you're a kind of band who you go and see and you're quite separated. You kind of, it's the relaxed feel that you do.
It's a very tribal
feel. That's the word for it.
The
audience feel kind of part of what you do.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's obviously the first time I've seen you tonight, but I got that vibe straight away just looking around.
This is the first time you've seen us.
Absolutely, yeah.
And so you just heard the Buddha thing and the Baby Jane thing?
As you said on stage, and embarrassed us all, I've only got the one album, which was the Flapjacks in the Sky. And I haven't got the first one or the last one or the middle one, wherever it is.
Cool.
So for me to see it was, you know, it was great. But, you know, obviously we see a lot of bands, and we get to know what bands sort of have that vibe. And the audience just seems to be so with you.
Yeah, very much so.
And I think it's quite, Colvin Colby, the other band that do it, you can take them up, you know, with some of the faster stuff you do, but they come with you when you come back down, something like Baby Jane, and that's a really strong thing to have up
there. Yeah, the room goes, it's really funny to us, because, the room goes pretty quiet when we do those really whispery songs. Yeah. It's like, what the hell, you know? So, everybody's being good somehow. But it is, it's a connection, it's a hard connection, you know? We felt we were meant to come over here when we did. You know, Jim Driver, who runs Rhythm Festival, he found us online. I mean, it wasn't a professional thing that happened. He bumped into us, and he booked us to play Rhythm Festival and paid us enough, you know, to be able to come over and fly and make money and go back and want to come back again. So, you know, we're really grateful to Jim. And like I said, that Rhythm Festival audience, they had us, we opened a festival, right? which is a really hard slot to do, and people aren't ready to like tune in yet, you know. And it just, everybody locked. It was just a very moving thing. And then they had us play again later in the weekend. But right out of the gate, right in a really tough situation where there's a lot of head noise going on, you know, and a lot of your body wants to just walk around and see everything, people just locked. So I thought, man, this is like, there's something special going on. So there's a dance or a romance going on right now that I'm really grateful for, you know.
So where are you now in the tour? This is the last leg of it, is it?
We're just playing Canterbury. And that's it. Then we fly back like the day after we play Canterbury. We got another gig, I think, the following day in the States, you know. So we're touring hard, you know. We always are.
You're busier in the States.
Yeah, all the time. You know, we've been, you know, it's the endless tour, you know.
Is it?
Dylan says the endless tour, but he takes breaks. We haven't taken a break in 10 years.
I was just saying earlier, the Woody Guthrie song.
Yeah, did you like
we're
that tonight?
We're going to be playing some hard traveling tunes.
Not any man, telling you. You know, this crowd inspired us to do a bunch of things we didn't plan at all to do, so that's a good sign. You know, somehow it was very...
Well, I think there's a spirit to it, because this is the first event of Folk in Live at Camberley Theatre, and... you know, one we wish to continue for many years to come, and this is why I wanted you guys to kick it off, so thanks so much.
Thanks for taking a chance.
You're a hard act to follow, guys. I bet the other bands are going, oh my god, they're the Grand Slams there first, now we've got to follow that, you know. But that's really terrific.
I wish you a great season, you guys. Have fun. Thanks, you know, man. I mean, you got a great lot here, you know, all these people are great.
And of course what we've got to do now as the Folkin.com team is go to America.
Yes.
To see him at the live show by the Hudson River.
Yeah, we have to. The live show at the Hudson River.
That'd be awesome.
I can't even say it. Yeah. Let alone talk about it.
So we've got to check out the flights to the USA, man.
Yes. Okay.
You
got it on tape.
Yeah, we've got it on tape.
Thanks very much.
Thanks for talking to us, chaps. Cheers, nice one.
Yeah, see you up the road.
Okay, take care.